This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Guy Forster-Pierce. The borough councils for Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge and Morling are now almost certain to be abolished. It's part of a plan devised by Keir Starmer's government, which will mean the biggest changes to local government for 50 years. Conservative-controlled Kent County Council this week formally applied to fast-track the timetable process. Labour want three so-called strategic authorities to replace the 13 existing councils which cover the County of Kent. It is likely that a new West Kent authority would incorporate the current boroughs of Sevenoaks, Tunbridge and Morling, Tunbridge Wells and Maidstone. Critics of the change say that the new larger councils will be too remote from their communities. I spoke with the Conservative leader of Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council, Matt Boughton. He is also the chair of the Kent Leaders Devolution Working Group.
I think it's a shame, to be honest. I think our current local government structures work quite well. I think the issue that needs to be improved is on who does what between Kent County Council and Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council, but that doesn't mean that we should just destroy the system of local government that we've got. What the government done, in my view, is regrettable. However, the government have got a big majority. They are absolutely determined to do this, and they've been very clear about that with us. And we have to be pragmatic whether we like it or not. I think we've got to separate local government reorganisation from devolution. Devolution I'm all in support of, and I do agree with Roger Gough that that can bring a lot of benefits to the county. I just don't think you need to change the structures of local government to do that. I'm happy with a mayor, as long as it would replace something. I don't think it needs to replace the authority that is closest to residents, and also come with a string attached that you need to create a new authority that's going to be much more distant. Tunbridge and Morling at the moment serves 135,000 people, and that's across quite a large area from Hildenborough in the southwest to Walderslade in the northeast. The new requirements by government would be that your authorities cover 500,000 people. So you're looking at sort of four times the size of Tunbridge and Morling and some. And if you think Tunbridge and Morling is already remote, well, you'll think the new authority is even more remote. So it's very, very challenging for anyone who believes in local government as a way to get stuff done and a way to make lives better to argue that this will actually improve the quality of life that we see in our community and improve the ability of local government to deliver good services for people. I do agree that we do need to look at how local government can be efficient, absolutely. I just am worried that this top-down imposition of local government doesn't reflect what's best for individual communities. For me, the challenge comes down to how you do it. I think we would have been capable of being very collaborative with colleagues from elsewhere in the county about bringing forward proposals that would enable us to deliver on the benefits of devolution as the government see it. Ben Chapelard in Tunbridge Wells, myself and our counterparts, we have good working relationships and we're able to do that. The challenge, though, is that we're being forced to operate within this system that the government have imposed on us, and that's deeply regrettable. So I think the challenge for the devolution subgroup is working through these proposals in detail. Everyone's got an interest in them. We do need to think very, very closely about the how that we do this, and the situation that has been given to us across Kent is very challenging. We haven't had any conversations about where the headquarters would be. I think that would come well down the tracks, and that's because we haven't even agreed amongst ourselves as to where the boundaries might be. This would be subject to public consultation anyway. I've always been clear that I don't think you can feel connected to an authority unless you feel that that authority cares about your place.
That was Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council leader Matt Boughton. I'm Guy Forster-Pierce for West Kent Radio.